Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Guys, I hate to be that guy. I really do. When it comes to coaches' jobs and coaches' firings or what have you, but I don't think this is an incredibly hot take, right? You look at social media, you talk to some Mississippi State baseball fans. I don't think this is an incredibly over-the-top take. And I'm someone, I don't believe in overreacting in baseball. It's a marathon, not a sprint, right? Especially overreacting to a midweek loss. Like, I think you're setting yourself up to look silly. Because we see a lot of really, really good teams. Heck, just last night, number one ranked Wake Forest lost to UNC Greensboro. And we had a great conversation about how much do midweek games really mean? Do they matter? Do they not? And by the way, I absolutely do think they matter. But in regards to, you know, great teams can lose them. As long as you don't lose a bunch of them, it's not going to break your ball club or wreck your season. So the morning after Mississippi State's loss to Austin, PA, I'm really not trying to be overreactionary here. I'm really not. But from what I've seen through four games, starting with the weekend series where Mississippi State really struggled, lost late in a ball game because of the bullpen faltering, lose a game you shouldn't, some really tense moments in that opening weekend, and then losing last night to Austin PA, a final score of 3-2. They got another one tonight against Austin PA in a two-game midweek series, but it looks all too familiar already.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's time for Mississippi State to move on from Chris Lemonis. Barring some incredible turnaround this year, hey, we got a lot of baseball left. This could age like milk, and I could look foolish. But I think this brings up a great point as well and a great question. How many years does winning a national championship buy a head coach? Because it's crazy to think about that. Chris Lemonis, in his time in Starkville, has won the SEC West and has won a national title. The only national championship in a major sport at Mississippi State. But you look at his tenure, right? First year, 52-15 overall, 20-10 in SEC play, won the SEC West, and made it to Omaha. Then 2020, started out 12-4. We had no season, right? 2021, 50-18. 20-10 in SEC play, finished second in the West, won the College World Series. And you think about the great players on that team, some generational types of players, if you will. But guys, since then, 2022, right? You lose all those great players. You got to start reloading and rebuilding. Lose all those great players. 26-30. 9-21 in conference play. Seventh, dead last in the SEC West. You say, okay, hey, listen, it's the championship hangover. No big deal. Last year, Mississippi State goes 27-26, 9-21 again in conference play, finishes sixth in the West. Ironically enough, the team that finishes behind them, the Ole Miss Rebels, their arch rival. Now you're off to a 2-2 start. There's a lot of baseball to be played. I understand that. But the question I have for Bulldog fans is this. How many years did winning that national championship in 2021, how many years did that buy Chris Lemonis? Is he untouchable? Is he beyond, like, you know what? You won a title, you're good for life in Starkville. Because I watch this Mississippi State baseball team and I think this program deserves better. This program deserves better than what it's getting right now. And I don't even care the sport, guys. There are not many coaches that survive even back-to-back losing seasons. Football, baseball, basketball, does not matter the sport. You put together back-to-back losing seasons, not many live to tell the tale. You put together three straight losing seasons, nobody survives that. And that's what Chris Lemonis is staring in the face. And guys, you look at Mississippi State, picked at the bottom of the league again. So, what would he have to do this year? Does he have to get to 15-15 in conference play? Do they have to have a winning record? Is not finishing last in the West good enough? Like, it's crazy to think how far Mississippi State baseball has fallen in such a short amount of time. And guys, I'm bringing this up now because the loss last night to Austin PA, and then you look over the weekend, and yes, you win 2 out of 3, but like how it happened, how the loss happened, how last night happened. what should be done eventually. Like when you know somebody's not the guy, when you know, and you don't make a move, all you're doing is delaying the inevitable. And I know there's some folks out that say, hey, he won a national title 3 years ago. There's no way they let him go this year. They're going to give him another year. Three straight losing seasons. I just don't think it will be put up with or should be put up with in Starkville. Because I think at this point, guys, when you know, you know. When you know, you know. And I think we know, barring some incredible turnaround, that maybe it happens. Maybe it does. Maybe State is that surprise team. But they were picked near the last of the SEC West. The pitching staff still has major question marks. There are major question marks all across the ball club. How does Mississippi State respond? I'm fascinated to see. Because an SEC baseball coach has never been fired midseason. That doesn't really happen in the sports like, you know, baseball, basketball as much. We see it sometimes in football. Hasn't happened in baseball. I think Chris Lemonis could be the first. I really do. I think Chris Lemonis could be the first. If some of these bad non-conference losses start piling up, guys, and again, what I'm saying is not a hot take. I think most of Mississippi State fans are on board with the fact that Chris Lemonis, it was a great run early. It was. But it ain't working out. If you have a third straight losing season, there's going to be enough evidence there in my mind. Especially for such a proud program like Mississippi State. Because the Bulldogs deserve better. Bulldog fans deserve better. That program deserves better. And early signs and early indications and what we're seeing early on, it's not a great sign. It's just not. It's not a great sign, especially for a team that was picked to finish sixth or seventh in the SEC West by most folks. Mississippi State was not picked to do much this year. The Chris Lemonis era in Starkville should be over. Bottom line, point blank, end of discussion. It should be over. You've seen enough. What probably should be done eventually, it should be done now. There's no time like the present. Take advantage of, you still got a lot of 2024 season left. I'm not necessarily even saying him firing him today, but barring some major turnaround, barring something unexpected, I think the Chris Lemonis era, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. When do you pull the trigger? Because I think there's enough there to say the Chris Lemonis era should be over with Starkville, and Mississippi State baseball needs to take action and get back to being what we know them as, which is one of the elites of college baseball. Certainly one of the best programs in the SEC. Guys, and especially, too, with Texas and Oklahoma coming in the league next year, you have to act now. There's no time like the present. Mississippi State, it's time to act. It's time to move on. The Chris Lemonis era should be over and start sooner rather than later.